JIS Radio presents The Year in Review 2017. Some of the major highlights of a year of strong performance, building prosperity through partnership.
Increased funding for infrastructure development, more schools removed from the SHIFT system, and Primary Exit Profile PEP implementation plan announced. Some of the major achievements for the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information in 2017. Join us now as we recap the year that was. The start of the new academic year in September 2017 saw the Education Ministry announcing a number of school improvement projects. Portfolio Minister Senator Roel Reed said a total $698 million was disbursed to primary and secondary schools across the island to help them prepare for the new academic year.
We have a program also to upgrade canteens and so on. You know, there are resources also for ICT and to support the teaching and learning. So we do have resources. What we ask the schools is to put their plans in place and make the request very early so we can try to cover as many schools as possible.
2017 was a landmark year for five schools, as they were able to successfully transition from the SHIFT system, following the ministry's investment in infrastructure upgrades and the construction of new classrooms. 1,500 school spaces were created during the year.
For September the 4th, Mandeville Primary and Junior High should be off SHIFT, and that's Region 5, Region 6. We'll have two schools coming off, that's Kitson Town Old Age and Green Park Primary and Junior High. Let me also indicate that while we build capacity, we still will have to build more schools to be able to address the shortage.
The creation of additional spaces resulted in 99% of students who sat the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, in March 2017 being placed in high schools. Aberdeen, Nain, New Forest and Bellevue High Schools benefited from upgrades in time for the new academic year. This saw them transition from junior high to high schools. The plan for the phased implementation of the Primary Exit Profile PEP was announced November 2017. PEP is being introduced as a replacement for the existing Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, which facilitates matriculation from primary to the secondary level. In late 2017, the Education Ministry intensified work to sensitize members of the public and education sector stakeholders about the new exam via a series of town hall meetings. Portfolio Minister Senator Roel Reed says the meetings enabled persons to voice concerns and get answers to questions about the new exam.
Pretty much we have been able to answer all the questions that they have raised. And, you know, we'll continue to dialogue with the principals and stakeholders, including our students. Our commitment is to make sure there is a smooth transition, providing as much information as is possible, including a piloting of the exam next June, so that the students themselves will be comfortable, aware of what they're supposed to do, the teachers, everybody will be aware, parents will be aware.
And State Minister Floyd Green led the charge in ensuring young people received priority attention during 2017. Minister Green gave oversight to a number of initiatives, including Youth Clubs Charge Up, a program geared at boosting the capacity of youth clubs across the island. The first phase got underway last year and involves the provision of grants of $30,000 each to 55 youth clubs island-wide. Other initiatives include the Youth Month Substance Over Hype campaign, which culminated with the Prime Minister's Youth Awards for Excellence, which made a return in 2017 after a brief hiatus. 79 young Jamaicans were recognized for their contribution to nation building. Recipients of the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence 2017 included Jamar Chronix McNaughton for Arts and Culture, Christopher Box and Craig Hammond, owners of Chilitos, for Entrepreneurship and Social Enterprise, and Andre Marriott Blake for Leadership. Initiatives to boost the education, youth, and information portfolio continue to be a top priority for the government as it seeks to empower citizens to improve their lives and build partnerships.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.